It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Belle Plaine football, wrap up the season with Plainsman head coach Todd Bolin. And, Coach, certainly a tough loss. It always is when you end your season, especially in the playoffs. You fall to Grundy Center last Friday, 28-14. I was lucky enough to be there and see the game, broadcast the game here on KGRN. Certainly you had your opportunities in the second half, but come up a little bit short. Your thoughts overall on your football teams? Just, it was a great effort. Just some things just didn't go your way, especially in that second half.
Yeah, you know, we definitely had opportunities to win, taking a 14-7 lead in a half, and had a 7-minute drive to start the third quarter. I think if we could have maybe, you know, finished that drive off with some points instead of turning it over on downs on the 17-yard line and then give up an 87-yard pass, the next, or 83-yard pass, I guess, the next play, kind of deflated us a little bit. But we had opportunities. You know, the game could have went either way. We make two different plays, and we end up coming up on top instead of on the bottom side of it. But, you know, a lot of young kids playing in that game, and went in starting 3 freshmen and 4 sophomores, and we got a lot to look forward to and a lot to be definitely proud of what we accomplished this season. You know, I don't know if too many people really gave us an opportunity to win the district, and we were able to go undefeated in the district play and just continue to get better every week and just fell a little short in the playoffs.
There were a lot of key fourth down plays. I don't know if that's typical for you or in games, but there were a lot of fourth down plays really for both teams, but also for you, and a couple of them you just couldn't convert in the second half. One of them was, we were just mentioning earlier off air, about a halfback pass that was just perfectly designed and traveling straight through it, and just out of, it was right there for, I think, Tim, and the defender just knocked it away at the last moment. I mean, just a little, an inch or two, and that would have been a first down. Maybe you would have had a tying touchdown at that time.
Yeah, you know, we hadn't run that play in that direction all year, and we ran it, and I think it was Jackson Cressley had his hands on it.
Yeah, it was Cressley, that's right.
Yeah, I have to tip my hat off to the defensive guy, because he came in right when his hands got on it, came in, ripped the ball out, and was able to club the ball out and stop that drive for us. But, you know, we're still, with some of the, you know, kind of big plays we gave up, we're still just 21-14 game with 5 minutes left in the game. We're still moving the ball, and we get called for a penalty, and penalties hurt us last Friday, and that typically hasn't been a big part of our game, but, you know, it was a big game, and we had some young kids. I think kids were nervous, and, you know, take away a couple penalties, might have been a different game as well.
Well, talk about your seniors, but first I want to talk about Trevin Strait. He had 31 carries, 129 yards in the game over Grundy Center, and had a touchdown. I added up his career stats, and he finishes up over 4,000 yards for his career, 4,023 yards, 51 total rushing touchdowns for Trevin Strait. What a spectacular, hard-nosed runner that he was. What can you say about what he did this season and all throughout his 4 years at Belle Plaine?
Yeah, you know, Trevin and Ethan Alley both were two senior co-captains for us, and they were both 4-year starters. Trevin was a 4-year starter on defense, and then midway through his freshman year, he was starting on offense, so he started both ways most of the time. And Ethan, same thing. He got some defensive starts his freshman year, and the last 3 years, he's been a 2-way starter for us, and they had great leadership skills, and they're part of the reason, you know, I thought our kids were, you know, sometimes we took the field, we looked like we were kind of overmatched as far as size-wise, but we had a kind of a sense of toughness, and I think both those guys presented that toughness for us. Ethan maybe more so on the defensive side, and Trevin maybe more so on the offensive side. But, you know, they were 2-way players, didn't take them off the field much. They're on most special teams, and they're definitely, even though they're 2 guys, they're going to be 2 guys that are going to be tough to replace.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about Ethan next, but you lumped them together, and probably appropriately so. You finished overall with 7 seniors that graduate. What can you say about maybe some of those other 5 kids that leave you?
Yeah, those two, you know, like I said, Ethan and Trevin have given us, you know, 4 years of good varsity ball. But we got Noah Batchelder, was a 2-time starter for us in the offensive line. We'll have to replace. Lance Van Evel, senior this year, by far had his best year as a starter for us as a defensive back. And then three other guys, you know, you might not have been starting on offense or defense, but they played some, you know, some pretty important roles for us on special teams. And, you know, another thing is I think people maybe don't understand how important it is to have good scout team players in practice. And some of our seniors really stepped it up, and they embraced that. They knew they weren't necessarily going to start an offense or defense, but they embraced the special teams part, and they embraced the scout team stuff. Darius Steinbeck was one of those guys, and then Gabe Sparks, who we just had for the last couple of years, is all. He was kind of dinged up this year. And then we had a kid that was homeschooled until this year, Gerard Smith, came out for us, and he gave us a lot of athleticism, and he had some starts early on in the year. And those guys, you know, they'll all be missed. You know, seven guys for us when you're only shooting up 28 total lines. 12 guys, you know, I guess we lose a quarter of our team.
Well, hopefully you'll get some numbers coming up to replace those. And, you know, overall, do you have some talent coming back? I mean, Luke DeMilner, not very many teams, coach, can claim two backs that go over 1,000 yards in a single season. And, you know, Trevin ran for 1,585 this year. Luke DeMilner with 1,044 yards, and he had 12 touchdowns. And, of course, his younger brother, Ben DeMilner, a sophomore quarterback. It's going to be the DeMilner offense next year, but obviously you need somebody else to emerge to kind of fill Trevin's role, whether it be one, whether it be two guys that you can mix it around. But that's a good piece. Those are two good pieces to build around going into next year.
Yeah, they're two really good kids, not just good football players, they're good kids. They work hard in the off season. They go out for multi-sports, and Luke's probably our strongest player pound for pound in the weight room. Luke's been a three-year starter for us as a junior. His freshman year, we had him starting at tight end. The last 2 years, we've been starting at fullback. He did a much better job this year defensively than what he has in the past. He'll be a big focal point of the offense. Last year, Ben DeMiller, as a freshman, was a backup quarterback and had cracked ribs and missed a large portion of the season. And this year, he was healthy. And after three or four games of just playing him on offense, and making sure that, you know, we felt good about him running the offense for us, we started him on defense. And, you know, at 6'3", he's got that length, and he ended up being kind of a shutdown corner for us. We were able to lock him on a lot of other teams' best receivers, and just kind of put him on an island by himself and said, hey, Ben, and make him throw the ball over top you. And he didn't give up a whole lot of passes. So those two guys will be a big part offensively and defensively. And Connor Tim was another freshman, and I think he'll be, you know, he started in the backfield. He'll be somebody who we'll have to try to replace Trevin with. And we had a couple other freshman kids, Chase Wickwire and Jack Swin, that end up starting both ways for us. So, you know, future looks good. We're graduating seven good quality kids, but I think we've got 21 really good kids coming back.
Well, and I want to ask you about Wickwire. Number one, I'm glad you mentioned Connor Tim, because you had him do a lot of things for a freshman. I mean, he was doing a lot of motion, and he lined up in a lot of different spots, and so that was pretty neat to see. I mean, that not looked like that was a role maybe that a senior would normally do, but to handle that to a freshman, obviously that shows a lot of trust in him, and he looked like that he was all over the football field. And let me tell you, defensively, I thought Chase Wickwire was tremendous. I mean, he was involved in a lot of tackles for you, and he plays hard for a freshman. I'm excited to see what he can do in the future.
Yeah, you know, Connor, Tim, and he was one of the kids coming up through the ranks, was always kind of a halfback, tailback for us, and we moved him to the swing back, and he didn't get as many touches there, but he did a great job of blocking for us, and we also would split him out in some pass formations. And defensively, he always played linebacker, and we asked him to play defensive back, and he made a good adjustment there for us. Chase Wickwire, you know, you got him on one side, you got Ethan Alley on the other. They're both really good pullers, and we did a lot of pull blocking, and he's very smart and was able to make adjustments when people rotate and move their defense around. He's maybe able to make adjustments on line of scrimmage. Like I said, we got Jack Swin, who I end up moving to tight end at the beginning of the year. He was a backup lineman for us, and then he ended up starting at tight end and in the defensive line as well. So those guys did a great job, and We got some other young guys. I know they'll step it up. Can't wait, you know, until next year to get back at it again.
Absolutely. Well, a district title, your first since 1995, and another playoff appearance for your football team. Coach, congratulations on a great year. Glad I was able to come and see your team play. Really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season here on Coach's Corner. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate for everything you've done for us this year, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Tad Bolin, head coach for Belle Plaine Football, joined us here on Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN.